one realizes how entirely the soul of each shoe has been formed by the foot. A river of pale dust runs behind the toe print on each sandal, making it clear that toes do not lie flush to any surface. The leather arched band that runs across is joined to the shoe by means of two vertical cuts that insert between the two joint sections of the sole and are held in place by four finishing nails per insertion on the right shoe and only three on the left. In these cut arch sections, various minute amounts of grass, clay, and dust have accumulated, which can only be seen by bending the arch band back with the hand. This arch band, as we have said, is cut across so that the only two parts of the thumb that crisscross reach it in the back of the heel. The shape of the arch is high and forms a true curve. The curve is supported on the right sandal from beneath the sole by three shoemaker staples,